Today, he said, is Trinity Sunday.
Centuries ago,
words were written to be a call and a spur to the faithful servants of truth and justice. Arm yourselves and be ye men of valor and be in readiness for the conflict. For it is better for us to perish in battle than to look upon the outrage of our nation and our altar. As the will of God is in heaven, so be it. Ancient words rallying a people to one more great struggle. He would later say modestly, it was just my job to give the roar to the British lion, and perhaps from time to time to show that lion where his claws might be set. But he was more than that. He was a leader who took a doubtful people with every reason to believe they could not win and made them rally and fight or die. What has been called the Battle of France, he said, in June of 1940, is about to end. And I expect the Battle of Britain is about to begin. Hitler knows that he must break us on this island if he is to win. This evil man, this repository of so many forms of soul-destroying hatred, this embodiment of ancient wrongs and shames. What a description of Hitler. And he thinks he is going to terrorize us by his bombings. What he is going to do is to light a fire that will ultimately consume him until we, hand in hand with the New World, already talking about the Americans are going to have to get into this, hand in hand with the New World, will march to victory and rebuild the temple of man's freedom upon a foundation that can never be overthrown. This is a solemn hour, he said, in the cause of freedom. And that is what we are fighting for, not national aggrandizement, but for freedom, for the individual rights of every man, woman, and child in this world. We are not going to lose, and what we are fighting for is right. And so the bombing of Britain would begin. It would begin in June and July as Hitler laid plans for an invasion. It began with the shipping in the Channel. It then moved to the airfields of the RAF. And then finally, starting on September the 7th, 1940, to the indiscriminate bombing of London and other cities. Thousands of dead. Massive destructions of cities. And unlike Hitler, who later on never visited a bomb city in Germany, he was too sensitive for it. Churchill watched the bombers coming in, refusing to stay in his bunker, and every day walked the streets of London or visited other bomb cities, talking with the people who were suffering, holding up his sign, V for Victory, and saying, we can take it. On August the 16th, the heaviest flight of German aircraft yet came over. Churchill was at fighter headquarters. He looked at the table and said, we have no more reserves if the Germans send over another flight. It only took 6 minutes to cross the Channel. What will we do? And his air marshal said, the men will just refuel and go up again. He got back into his car late that evening. His aide started to say something to Churchill. He simply put his hand on the man's shoulder and said, don't say a word. I am too moved. Never before in the course of human conflict have so many owed so much to so few.